It's time for our regular catch-up with Living Paintings. Emily Barber is there. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, Emily, perhaps for those who are unfamiliar with Living Paintings, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys get up to?
Yes, so we publish Touch to See books in tactile, audio and braille for over nearly 12,000 library members now. And we have many titles in the library. We are a completely free library service. And we've got an online world of discovery hubs, blogs, fun stuff to do, great places to visit. So, yeah, we were celebrating our 10,000 library members, but now we have 12,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The books you lend, Emily, they're all very accessible.
Yes, they are. They have thermoforms, which are known as tactile images, and they have audio description, and they have braille grades, 1 and 2 for children, and normal braille grade.
Okay. I was looking at one of your press releases a little while ago there. I noticed you had one which showed the International Space Station on it. That was pretty cool.
Yes, it did. That's Kaboom. That's one of our teenage packs. And obviously we were celebrating that whilst Tim Peake was on liftoff.
Indeed. And we are going to be talking about a few new additions to the family?
Yes, we are. So we have a new children's book out now called The World Around Us with Spot. Many of you obviously know about Spot the dog, and it is out now. So please visit our library if you are a member, or join for free if you're not.
Any more for the youngsters?
Yes, we do. We have Nature Detectives and On the Farm, which will be coming out soon for 11 to 14 year olds. So please contact us to get on the waiting list. These are exploring wildlife, habitat, bushcraft and farming. They're really, really fun, and they'll be out very soon.
Do they have like bugs on them?
Yes, they do.
Oh, right.
They have creepy crawlies.
Well, I might pass on that one. And what about the adults? They're not left out with some new additions either, are they?
Yes, coming soon for adults is Women in Art, which will be celebrating 20th century women in art. So it will be lovely for adults to borrow, and it will be out by the summer. Keep your ears open and listen out for it.
Indeed. And as you say, you know, something for all ages and all interests. Now, we've been talking about the books, Emily, but you mentioned a little bit earlier about Kaboom there and the online stuff. So tell us more about that. What's on the internet?
Yeah, so we have our website, and it's obviously completely free to access. You don't need a membership for there. And we have the discovery hubs that cover all sorts of interests: music, fashion, healthy eating, science, architecture. I could go on forever. And each hub, they're completely accessible for screen readers. They have guest blogs, fun activities, guest celebrities, video playlists. They're absolutely filled with lots of fun, and they're updated weekly. So please visit them, because they are a free resource and they're great to read.
And do people get to kind of interact?
Yes, they do. So you can obviously leave comments on the blogs, or you can share them. We also are looking for guest bloggers. If you're good on your writing skills and you are interested in one of the hubs, then please get in contact with me as well, and you can join the team of guest bloggers.
Fantastic. And you also have, and we spoke about this before as well, Emily, but you have reading groups springing up all over the country.
Yes, Touch to See book clubs. They're absolutely amazing. They're bringing, you know, blind and partially sighted people together in their community to read together, which is really, really nice.
Great stuff. So we've had Spot the Dog, we've had art and creepy crawlies and more. So Emily, just finally, if people would like any more information about Living Paintings and perhaps fancy getting involved, how do they get in touch?
You can give us a call on 01635 299 771 or visit our website at www.livingpaintings.org, or check us out on Facebook, which is Living Paintings, and Twitter at Living Paintings.
Emily, thanks for joining us, and let's hope that more people do come along and you break and go even further past the 12,000 members.
I know. Hopefully it'll be 15.